My dearest, I only hope you can forgive me. It was, I think, the only cowardly act of my life. But when I came to tell her, I suddenly knew that I could not. I am so sorry.
Someone will have to pay.
I shall never forget the years of danger that we shared together. Whatever happens to us in the future, if we never see each other again, you will always be in my heart.
Someone will have to pay.
What we must remember is the passion we have known and what we have achieved together. I love you, and that love will not be diminished by separation. I can only hope that you will feel the same way.
Someone will have to pay.
What is it, Mum? Not another of those letters.
It's a mistake, Daisy. Just a stupid mistake. Some crank or other. We should ignore them.
Yes, but...
Not another word. Now, is my astrakhan back from the cleaners? I have to go out.
Daunt and Dervish by Guy Meredith. Starring Anna Massey as Josephine Daunt and Imelda Staunton as Susan Dervish. With Bill Patterson as Mackie, Kate Buffery as Elizabeth, and Rupert Van Sittart as James. Episode 1. After the Ball is Over.
Miss Susan Dervish?
That's correct.
And this passport was issued...
At the British Embassy in Paris. Is there something the matter with it?
No, simply that there's no record of your making the outward journey.
That's because I didn't make it by orthodox means. Oh, I think that's my train.
Welcome to England then, miss.
Yes, and you're welcome to it too.
Snook, that's the next thing. It's a man-eating fish, apparently. So we'll be getting our own back.
And what does it taste of?
Not very much, according to Jimmy. A bit like whale meat, but in a different colour tin. Say what you like about the war, but at least you could be killed with a full stomach.
Ladies, are you ready to order?
Afternoon tea, I think, Josephine?
Oh,
it's on me. I've got extra coupons. Now, is the milk powdered?
I'm afraid so, Mum.
Then without, please.
Mum.
Oh, Elizabeth, you shouldn't. It was I who invited you, after all.
Nonsense. It's just so good to see you. Now tell me, how's Covent Garden?
Well, it's not Mayfair.
But so much more vital, isn't it? The market and so on.
I suppose so. But basically, it's cheaper.
Oh, my dear Josephine.
Still, perfectly acceptable.
If there's anything I can do...
Well, perhaps there is.
Well, what? Tell me. Please, anything.
I was wondering whether Jimmy needed anyone.
Oh, you want to go back to work? Oh, God, how stupid of me. Of course you do.
He heads a rather large department, doesn't he? Perhaps if there was a vacancy.
How brave of you to ask, and how idiotic of me not to have offered. After all, you've worked together before.
I didn't like to approach him directly. I know how busy he must be.
Josephine, not another word. Consider it done.
Your tea, ladies?
Mm. Oh, thank you.
Penny for him?
What?
Your thoughts. What's running through that pretty brain, eh?
None of your business.
I know, but I'm a mind reader, ain't I? Can't help it. And I'm getting a single word. Stockings.
Stockings?
And I'm here to answer your prayers. Look at those. Sheer nylon. 15 denier. 5 bob a pair, if you could get them, which you can't. But you can from me, see?
Will you go away, please?
No, I was sitting here before you was. And there's a ladies-only compartment at the end of the carriage, which you didn't choose. So, what about a deal? I could lower the price to 2 and 6 under certain conditions.
Perhaps I will go to the ladies-only compartment after all.
Jimmy's always telling me not to worry, but I go back to work myself at the drop of a hat. What does it look like otherwise, that I married him for his money?
I'm sure nobody's saying that, Elizabeth.
Oh, tongues wag, you wouldn't believe. but I'm afraid my modelling days are well over now. And I'm not qualified for anything else. Besides, I seem to spend most of my time running round after Charles.
Oh, Charles, yes. What's he doing these days?
Very little. Never be a stepmother, Josephine, particularly not to a wayward 19-year-old. Oh, no. Isn't that Bellissima they're demolishing?
I'm afraid it is. It must have been bomb damaged. It was such a beautiful building, too.
Just as well I parked on this side of the road. Can I give you a lift anywhere?
No, thanks. I'll walk home.
Then we'll see you tomorrow, at the flat.
I'm very grateful, Elizabeth.
Rot. You're a friend, Josephine.
Forty-eight Maida Vale. There you go.
But where is it?
In that gap between 46 and 50, I should say.
But when? I lived here all through the Blitz.
Probably a V2. Now, thinking about it, it was here last week. Never sell these days, can you? Must have come down overnight. Anywhere else I can take you?
Oh, I don't know. An accommodation agency, I suppose.
Someone will have to pay, and it will be you. When did this arrive, Daisy?
It came under the door while you were out. I'm frightened, Mum.
You don't have to be. There's a clear explanation. As I said, it's the work of a crank.
Even so.
And clearly for the previous occupant. Good Lord, how long have we been together? Do you really think I have anything to hide?
No, Mum.
Then come on, Daisy. What about dinner?
Right away, Mum.
Has been treachery at work. Someone will have to pay, and it will be you.
Homes fit for heroes, that's our slogan. Mm-hmm. And by God, we're going to provide them. Come over to the window. Look, what can you see?
The whole of central London.
Like a mouthful of half-decayed teeth, thanks to the Luftwaffe. But it's an opportunity, can't you see? It's no good mourning the buildings we've lost. We have to put up new ones. That's the challenge.
I'm sure you're up to it, Jimmy.
I am, as ever. Truth is, Joe, look, can I get you a drink?
It's a bit early, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to have one. B&S. Come on, join me. Truth is, I never planned to go into government. But when they wound up the outfit, I was at a loose end.
Me too.
I bet you were. And then when the Ministry of Works came up with this offer, well, it was too tempting to refuse. Here, bottoms up.
Cheers.
And of course, I'd love to have you working with us.
Would you?
Now, I'm not saying we'll be as close as in the old special ops days. I've already got a personal assistant, but I'll find something fairly decent for you. Don't you worry. God, it's good to see you again, Joe.
And you, Jimmy.
Yes. Look, I'm hoping Liz will be home soon. And Charles. You haven't seen him for a long while.
Elizabeth implied she was wet-nursing him, rather.
Yes, well, he's always been a bit wild. Love him dearly, my own flesh and blood, but... well, she tries to keep tabs on him.
That's good of her.
It is. Damn good of her, considering he's not her son. Another drink.
I've hardly touched this.
Excuse me if I do. We knew what we were fighting for, didn't we?
I'm sorry?
Special operations. We knew where we were. And this housing thing, same clear-cut lines. That's what attracted me to it. Mud in your eye.
Jimmy, I'm really very grateful.
There's a reunion of some sort. Today, I think. Field agents down the road in Victoria somewhere.
Oh.
Didn't think I'd go, though. Always look forward, eh?
Oh, just be careful to escape the warm, my
love. There they are, the prodigals.
Just drop them in the bedroom, Charles.
Ah, Josephine caught you.
Elizabeth.
So, Jimmy, is it all fixed?
Ah, the shouting.
Oh, excellent.
You've been shopping.
Insofar as there's anything at all to shop for. But where's my package carrier got to? Charles!
What is it?
Charles, remember me? Josephine Daunt.
What? Oh, yes, yes.
Come on, Charles, that's not very sociable.
Ooh, are we drinking already? Splendid. A short life but a gay one. Now, I'm for a gin and it. Charles, will you be joining us?
No. I'll be in my room.
Oh, manners. I don't know what's come over him lately. I mean, he hardly speaks to me.
He's growing up, Jimmy, that's all. Oh, by the way, did you hear? They've started executing the traitors.
Really?
Now, Josephine, will you have another?
No, thank you. I should be going.
Oh, what a shame. Anyway, down the hatch.
From Norway to Crete, from France to Yugoslavia, you mingled with resistance movements. You helped bring their work to fruition. Europe salutes you. Your bravery and your daring. Both you, who are here, and your comrades, who never made it home. But we want this also to be a joyful reunion. There is a buffet. So help yourselves. Find old friends and celebrate what you have achieved.
Not a drop of alcohol in sight, though, eh?
No, apparently not.
Mark my words, in 15 years we'll be eating out of the hands of the Germans. Bill Mackey, by the way.
Susan Dervish. And your remedy?
Vote communist. Here, have a Spam vol-au-vent.
Thank you. Don't mind me asking, but aren't you a little...
old? Mm. Aye, I wasn't parachuted in anywhere. Son was, though.
And he didn't...
No.
I'm sorry.
It was the risk, wasn't it? Dare say you ran it yourself. Where were you?
Around Paris, mostly. In fact, until yesterday.
You came back specially for this?
No, not exactly, no. In fact, I don't know really why I came back. I feel a bit lost in London after so long.
Nothing to do with the rumours, then?
What rumours?
About the money.
The money?
Aye, the forgery.
No. Tell me about it.
Lord Haw-Haw hanged. Get your evening news. William Joyce hanged for treason.
Treason? Oh, paper, please.
That's tuppence, please, ma'am.
Thank you.
Lord Haw-Haw hanged for treason.
Treason? Treachery at work. Someone will have to pay.
Oh, hey, watch yourself, love.
And it will be you.
I mean the other way,
Victoria, I'll change.
And it will be you. Oh, sorry. No, excuse me, please.
Sorry. Oh!
Ow! You can't look where you're... My apologies. I'm
Mrs.
just trying
to... Mrs. Daunt?
Who? Who are you?
Susan Dervish. We met in 42.
The first letter arrived a week ago. I didn't think an awful lot of it. Or at least I tried not to.
There has been treachery at work.
I haven't been in the flat that long. And there was no addressee, only an address. Of course, it was odd, but I genuinely believe that it wasn't meant for me. Why would it be?
Then the second letter came.
Yes, and that's what rocked me. When I realised that perhaps someone really does have something against me. Mistakenly, but... nonetheless.
You've no idea what they refer to?
None at all. I mean, they're obviously threatening letters of some sort, but not exactly blackmail. Nothing's being asked for.
Why haven't you gone to the police?
Everyone knows how undermanned they are. They haven't recovered from the loss of manpower during the war. They don't have time to solve proper crimes. Never mind investigating what may be completely baseless fears.
Yes, but they... Oh, can you catch the eye of that nippy there? When I bumped into you, you were genuinely upset. What were you running away from?
That's the stupid thing. I don't know. Hearing that Lord Haw-Haw was hanged...
Oh, that's a bloody good thing.
It suddenly hit me that perhaps I'm in more danger than I thought.
Yes, please.
Oh, could I have the bill? Thanks. But if you haven't done anything wrong...
How can I prove that, if I don't know what I'm being accused of?
Oh, good point. Impossible to prove a negative, and so on.
Oh, well, I'm pleased you're managing to take it so philosophically. I'll try to do the same when I face the drop. It's not amusing, you know.
No,
I was just remembering. When I first came through your office, I thought you were awfully toffee-nosed. Well, I suppose you are a bit, aren't you?
No, I'm not. No,
all right, not stuck up, perhaps, but an English woman from a certain background.
What's that supposed to mean? You're an English woman too, aren't you?
Sort of. I don't particularly feel it. You know my mother was French. That's why I was hired by SOE. But what was the name of your boss again?
James Vavasor.
Ah, yes, that's right. Oh, a different slice of England, you two. But still, it was the same war for all of us, and anything was better than a dreary desk job. But not that yours was, you know, dreary necessarily.
Oh, it had its moments. But I envied you and people like you. If I'd been 20 years younger...
Yes, there was excitement, along with a lot of other things.
Your bill.
Oh, thank you.
No, let me...
No. Look, are you in a hurry, or have you got time for a walk? I suppose this was the thing I missed most in Paris, the London parks, especially now, at dusk. As for the rest...
Then why did you come back?
Romantic entanglement. End of. We'd been together in the resistance, but he was married.
Oh.
Was that a disapproving O?
No, just an O in general.
Are you still married?
My husband died just before the war.
Any children?
No. He was a diplomat and we travelled around a great deal. Didn't seem fair.
Why did you take the desk job with SOE?
Well, like you, I wanted to be active in some way. Still do. Besides, savings don't last forever.
So, what to do, eh? We're both in the same boat?
Not exactly. I've had an offer from Jimmy Vavasor to go into the housing ministry.
Ah.
Sorry, what sort of ah was that?
Look, there's something you should know. Maybe nothing in it. But anyway, what are all those firemen doing on the far side of Park Lane?
Oh, probably a UXB. You'll get used to it if you live here long enough. What is it I should know?
I met a man today, Bill Mackey, engaging type, lost a son in Belgium. Apparently, rumours are rife that some of the money given to field agents was forged.
You mean local currency?
Yes. Banknotes. Pretty crude forgeries at that, by all accounts. And that in more than one case, it led to their detection. And subsequently, well, you can imagine.
But how can that be? We did hand out stocks of cash to all agents. I did it myself, but... Oh, no, wait a minute. You think this might be linked to my threatening letters?
Well, it could be, couldn't it? If someone thought you were responsible for the forgeries.
Yes, but I wasn't.
No. Well, then someone else pocketed the genuine cash, didn't they? Question is, who was it? Good Lord!
Unexploded bomb as was. But look, what you're suggesting...
Why don't we go and see Bill Mackey?
You've got his address?
I've got the name of his local pub, which is apparently the same thing.
Ugh, weak beer and not a dram to be seen.
Thank you. Are you never tempted to go back north?
I've been down here too long. Go home now, they think I'm a satanist. Cheers.
Yes, cheers. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up, aye. Now, Miss...
Daunt. Josephine Daunt.
Miss Daunt. Someone is writing you threatening letters in the belief that it was you swapped the cash. Good for bad.
So it would seem. And I can see how I'd be a suspect. The money did pass through my hands, after all.
But equally, it might have been someone higher up the food chain.
For instance?
There was only my boss, James Vavasor.
Oh, James Vavasor. Well, now.
He'd never have done that. I know him. He's not the type.
Miss Daunt, I fought in the Great War. That's where I got the bad leg. We were sent to the trenches by people who weren't the type.
Well, I can see you might have a particular viewpoint.
And now my son has died, shot by the Gestapo. Forged notes were found on his body. If it wasn't you responsible...
I just told you it wasn't.
Bill, do you think you could pinpoint who's writing the letters at least?
Maybe. Asking around. Asking around's what I do best. But that's not really the point, is it?
He's right, Josephine. Vavasor will have to be faced one way or another.
But then he'll simply deny involvement, won't he? Facing him isn't enough. Evidence will be required.
You seem to imply that I should find it.
You know him, and you're the one receiving the letters.
All right. All right, supposing we could search his flat.
How?
Well, just supposing I could get us in. Would that satisfy you, Mr. Mackey? That I'd done my best for you and for your son?
It might.
Josephine, how could you get us into his flat?
I have a key. Surprised to find you there, Jimmy. Well, a little. Somehow I feared your social life would have claimed you at this time of the evening.
When is he going out?
Still, I just wanted to say how good it was seeing you earlier and that I'm really looking forward to working together again.
When is he going out?
Bye, Jimmy.
And?
He's got a late supper at the Ritz. Just as well we phoned the flat first to check.
So, how long should we give it?
Well, he'll be eating around 10 o'clock. We can leave in half an hour or so, which at least allows me time to find the key.
He might have changed the lock since you last used it.
He might, but I've no particular reason to think he has. Oh, make yourself at home.
Oh, thank you. As an officially homeless person, I will. How long have you lived here?
A couple of months, just under.
So, whoever's sending you the threatening letters has tracked your movements since the special ops days.
Yes, I suppose so.
But how would they do that?
I've no idea. Ah, here it is. The key.
Oh, then we're all prepared. What was that?
I'm not sure.
Well, it came from beyond that door. What's through there?
The maid's room.
You have a maid? A live-in maid?
Keep your voice down, yes. But she's not on duty at this time.
Then the evening's full of unexpected stay-at-homes. Either that, or you have an intruder.
I'll knock.
Oh, yes, burglars appreciate that. Being a field agent, however, I think I'll just open the door.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Daisy, what on earth are you doing with that suitcase?
Packing my stuff, Mum.
Really? Because, actually, some of that stuff is mine.
Don't take me to the police, Mum, please.
Daisy, if I was going to take you to the police, why would I bring you to a Covent Garden cafe first?
More caff than cafe, and not a good time with porters setting up the market. I can't see a waitress anywhere.
But in all our years together, Daisy, you've never stolen anything.
I know, but as I was leaving, I thought it was safer.
That's a fair point when you think about it. Oh, 3 mugs of tea, please.
And it was only that scarf. Well, 2 of them. But I loved them so much. They were silk.
Calm down, girl, calm down. All right, let's ignore the scarves. Why were you leaving in the first place?
It was what I said to you this morning. Those letters... I was scared.
But I told you it was all a mistake. The letters weren't for me.
But they were. The man insisted.
What man?
The man who delivered them.
You never said you'd met someone delivering them.
Just the ones. The letter that came last week. I was taking the rubbish outside. I opened the front door and there he was.
Daisy, I can't believe you didn't tell me this. What sort of person have I been employing all this time? Well, you hide important details, you take scarves, which I would gladly have given you if you'd only asked. Oh, tell me something, Daisy. Am I totally unapproachable?
Well, there's a question which answered itself. Daisy, what did he look like, this man?
Youngish, but sort of worn, bitter.
Oh, an ex-operative for sure, as Bill Mackey suspected.
And he handed over the letter and scampered away.
Yes, more or less. Can I go now, Mum?
Well, go where?
To my sister's up in Kensal Rise. I was going to stay with her.
Well, Daisy, I can't stop you. But I want you to know that over the years we've been together, I've come to depend on you. You've always looked after me very well and... I'd be sorry to lose you. But yes, off you go to your sister's for now. Sleep on this, And then let me know what you decide, Daisy.
Thank you, Mum. I will.
Oh, and here. Keep the silk scarves.
Oh, thank you.
Something tells me that's the last I'll see of her.
And something tells me they're not used to serving women in this place. You, yes, you behind the counter. Didn't you hear me ask for 3 teas? Well, I only need 2 now.
I'll tell you something. Men have had things their own way for too long. We fought a war for them.
We, amongst others.
And where has it got us? Well, I'll tell you where it's got me. Nowhere to live and nothing to do.
Don't you have a pension from Special Ops?
Oh, yes. And that'll get me into the pictures once a week. It's not a question of money. What am I supposed to do for the rest of my life? You parachute into occupied France, you spend 4 years in espionage, and then what are your prospects? Coming back here and washing dishes for someone.
Yes, I agree with you. Why didn't Daisy tell me she'd met the man with the letter? I simply don't understand it.
Because you frightened her, that's why. You thought she was your friend, but she was an employee. She could talk to you about cooking or ironing, but not about anything else.
Yes, perhaps you're right. It's just that since George died, my husband, we've been on our own together.
Well, I'm afraid you may have to get used to being on your own from now on. Well, here's a taxi rank. Is it time to go to Vavasor's?
Yes, he should be ensconced in the Ritz by now.
You're not looking forward to this, are you?
Letting ourselves into his flat? Why would I be?
You'd be surprised. Some people get quite a thrill out of subterfuge.
You, for instance?
To an extent. But I have an idea that in going behind James Vavasor's back, even if it is to expose a crime, you feel you're committing a rather larger betrayal.
So you had an affair with James Vavasor?
Well, that depends on your definition of an affair. Neither of us was married at the time. He was between his first wife and his second. We were working long hours at SOE, and sometimes we'd end up back at his flat.
Listen, Josephine, if you're unhappy about this, I'll do it.
Why should you? It has nothing to do with you.
It's in my nature, I suppose, being part of the action. That and a heightened sense of justice.
Like Bill Mackey.
He had a point. But it isn't just him who got to you, is it?
How do you mean?
You suspect there's something strange about Vavasor too, don't you? Otherwise we wouldn't have come this far.
Which number, Berkeley Square, miss?
Oh, just drop us on the far side. Jimmy's a bon viveur. That's part of his charm. But he goes through money like water, on top of which his first wife took him to the cleaners. And then there was Charles.
Charles?
His son. Something of a rebel for ever getting kicked out of schools. Blew up the chemistry lab in one. Not a cheap child to maintain.
But at some point, Vavasor's financial problems seemed to disappear.
He said he'd been left some money. But listen, Dervish.
Susan, please.
I want you to promise me something. We'll go in, but if we find nothing, we'll drop the whole investigation, all right? That's my condition.
It's a deal.
Nobody here?
No.
Should have brought a torch.
I know my way around.
By the way, does his second wife know about you and...
Oh, nice time to ask. No, I don't think so. Now, come along through here. The wall safe's over behind the bar.
He has a wall safe?
Oh, it's the only possible excuse for a fake Lancia.
And you know the code?
Knew it. I've seen him use it. I may only have been a desk operative, Susan, but I'm not entirely stupid. I have a very good memory for a start.
Ooh, I'm impressed. What else?
A physics degree from Cambridge.
Will that help?
Yes. Newton's first law tells me that this dial will remain at rest until I push it. So, 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 and so.
Well done.
But remember your promise. If there's nothing in here...
Yes, yes. Well, let's get to work quickly then, shall we? Passport, bank statements, but only for the past few months. A fair amount of money going through, though. What have you got?
A list of addresses. Handwritten.
Here, bring it over. Over by the window. Here, there's more light. Well?
Oh, each address has a date next to it. Running up to this week.
Oh, yes. Oh, now that's interesting.
Oh, help yourself.
Oh, no, sorry, but look.
Damn it.
What?
Elizabeth and Charles.
Where?
Down there, getting out of her car. Come along, we have to leave.
Well, they seem rather matey, don't they?
Susan, come on.
It's all right, I'm coming.
Well, let's put everything back.
Well, perhaps not everything.
But you promise.
Yes, but I think these papers are evidence of something. Not what we came for, perhaps, but...
What now? Are you keeping an eye on the entrance?
Yes, yes. Not to mention getting, spiders down the back of my neck.
Dear, dear, the wildlife of Berkeley Square. You should have been out for parachute drops. 5 hours squatting on frozen riverbanks.
All right, point taken. What is it about those papers?
Well, look, this list of addresses. Do they mean anything to you?
The streets, obviously. The actual numbers.
Come on, Miss Memory. 152 Park Lane. Where were we this afternoon?
The townhouse that came down. And 67 Bond Street. Bellissima. They were pulling it apart yesterday.
Will Couture ever recover? And here, 48 Maida Vale. That was where my old flat was, destroyed sometime last week, and if this date's to be believed, on Thursday.
All right, but that's part of Jimmy's job.
Let me take a guess at something. This Bellissima place, the building was run down, right?
Not at all. It was original Regency, perfectly preserved. I believe it had a preservation order on it. Why?
It's just a theory, but...
Go on.
Well, my flat, with its damp walls and wonky electrics, was an albatross around the landlord's neck. It would have cost him a fortune to renovate. And, knowing the type he was, he would happily have paid someone to be slipped on a demolition list and then rebuild at public cost. But if this... Bellissima place...
had a building preservation order on it under the terms of the Town and Country Planning Act of 1932, it might come to the same thing.
How?
Supposing the owners see a better business opportunity and want to redevelop. They can't. It's forbidden. Unless, of course...
they pay to find their way onto this same demolition list. Well, that's it! And no doubt the same goes for the townhouse in Park Lane. Whoever owns it has some reason for wanting it pulled down for nothing.
So you think that Jimmy's...
Oh, he's got an eye for the main chance, that's for certain. But go back to the war. What agent is going to check whether his money is genuine when he's flying off into the face of danger? And now, who's going to bother about a few extra buildings coming down when half of London's being demolished? That's it, all right. What's that?
A nightingale.
No, the door to the block. Elizabeth and Charles coming out. She certainly sticks close to him.
All right, let's go back in, see what else we can find.
We don't need to, Josephine.
Of course we do. You think you've got a monopoly on right and wrong? If there's a fraud taking place, I'm just as keen to expose it as you are.
I mean, we don't need any more evidence. This list is enough. Look, there's another building here with today's date next to it. If we go there, what do you bet against it being a large pile of rubble?
The taxi fare.
Were you very attached to Vavasor?
Oh, you know, it was wartime. The bombing raids were pretty regular. One always expected to live till the morning, but there was no guarantee of it.
You didn't want to die alone?
I didn't want to die lonely, which is slightly different.
Yes, I know what you mean.
I went through a terrible time after my husband died. It wasn't tragic or unexpected, but even so, the not having children thing turned out to be a mistake.
But you had friends.
I had. There were the war work, they drifted off. I was so pleased to have something real to do. Be properly useful for once, that I rather neglected social relationships.
Do you remember when I came through your office in 42?
And thought I was a...
Yes, it's all right. But I thought something else as well. I thought you were frighteningly efficient.
Is that supposed to be a compliment?
Yes, it is. Because agents like me depended for their survival on organisers like you. And it struck me straight away. I may never see this woman again, but I know that I can trust her.
Thank you.
So you did the right thing, throwing yourself into the war work, no matter what the social cost. After all, lots of people have got to rebuild their lives now.
Including you.
including me.
Seventy-five Sloane Street.
Ah.
It's empty, though, by the look of things.
But intact.
Yes.
So where does that leave us? Apart from not facing a gang of criminal conspirators, which I have to say we're ill-equipped to do.
You forget I can use a gun.
Do you have one?
No.
And I think we should turn over what we have to the police, don't you? And let them work it out from here.
I suppose. Shame, though. The chase was rather fun while it lasted, wasn't it?
I have to admit it was.
Ladies!
Elizabeth!
I think hands in the air is the accepted etiquette when faced with weaponry, don't you?
An M1911 Colt. That's a sizable gun.
Which is why I'm glad I'm on this end of it. Now, down the iron stairs to the basement, please.
So you were in this with Jimmy all along?
Not quite all along, no.
He started the forgery business without you?
Oh, yes, he was corrupt before I met him, though that was part of the attraction, I do have to say.
Elizabeth, I don't think you'd use that gun.
Oh, how sweet of you. That's the nicest thing anyone said to me all day.
Josephine, don't...
On the other hand, when you've had the sort of day I've had, just go through that door and you'll see whether I'm capable of using it or not.
Charles, why are you doing this? What did I ever do to you? Unlock me.
Jimmy! And the gang's all here? How's it going, Charles?
Just making the final connections.
A homemade bomb. Nitroglycerin and a blasting cap.
And a timing device. 3 minutes should be sufficient, shouldn't it?
Oh, I should have said so.
Elizabeth, what are you planning?
Planning? I'll tell you what we're planning. All my life my father's had different women. Now why shouldn't I? Elizabeth and I are in love, you see.
I told you they looked matey.
Elizabeth, is that true?
Some bits are. When you die, Charles will inherit. Though, as he's still a minor, I'd have to take care of him.
And she does take care of me very well, Father.
So which bits aren't true?
Well, the fact that I'm actually going to look after him. Sorry, Charles. But I really think you might have worked this out. You're surplus to requirements.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean that if you were to die as well, I'd inherit alone.
What?
Still, we've had some fun, haven't we, these past couple of years? Not every teenager gets to bed next model, after all. Count yourself lucky, Charles. Sweetheart. In a way, Josephine, you were right. I'm not going to use the gun on you because I don't need to. Goodbye.
Do something, somebody do something. I'm chained up here.
It's locked. And the windows are barred.
You can't walk out on these two anyway. Charles, can the bomb be disarmed? What happens if we disconnect the timer?
Booby-trapped.
And how do we get round the trap?
How could she do that to me? I loved her. I don't want to live.
Oh, well, that's handy.
Susan, you must have planted bombs in France.
Planted them, not defused them.
Please.
So it's down to me, is it?
You know your way around bombs?
No, but I know a little about science.
Ah, the Cambridge degree.
Well, actually, it's not a degree. They didn't award degrees to women in those days.
They didn't? That's disgraceful.
Yeah, still, equality's come on a little since then.
Oh, for God's sake!
But I think, and I could be wrong, that this red wire's carrying the charge to the mercury fulminate.
I don't want to rush you, but there's about 12 seconds.
On the other hand... Oh, yes, there's also the black wire. Very clever, Charles.
Josephine.
But the thinner of the two is going to heat up faster, isn't it? So it's definitely the black, isn't it, Charles?
Josephine, just choose...
Very well. Freshman stuff, really. Oh. Listen to this, Susan. Left for me this morning. I feel there's no future being in service. It wasn't just those letters and all. There's a button factory opened on the North Circular Road, and it pays 1 and 3 pence an hour. Yours, Daisy.
Oh, so left to your own devices?
I can perfectly well cook and wash.
Really?
Well, wash, anyway. I'm not much good in the kitchen. But it's a relief, really. I'd have had to let her go anyway.
Now that you're jobless. James Vavasor's not going to be tasting freedom for a while.
Nor Elizabeth, once the police pick her up, which shouldn't take too long with Charles helping them.
Mm-hmm. Talking of the job thing, though, I went to see Bill Mackie at his favourite pub last night.
Really?
Yes. As he said, asking around is his speciality, so I thought he might be able to find me somewhere to live.
And did he?
He knew of a place going in Maida Vale, as it happens. So I'm just down the road from where I used to be. Considerably more salubrious, though. As he's definitely a man with connections.
I think you connected with him rather better than I did.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Oh, that'll be him now.
You asked him round?
Yes, I thought we should celebrate. You haven't received any more threatening mail, have you?
No.
Bill, come in. I was just telling Josephine about your success with our letter writer.
Oh, aye. It turned out to be one of my son's old colleagues.
Oh.
He won't be bothering you again.
What? You haven't...
No, I pointed out his error, that's all. And he apologised with a bottle of single malt.
Oh, good heavens!
My words too, more or less. Do you have any glasses?
Oh, of course. They're, Oh, now, where did Daisy keep them? Oh, yes. In this cupboard. Here, Bill.
And it struck me that there were probably more apologies required, too. I was a wee bit harsh on you last time we met, Mr. Hunt.
Josephine, please. And think nothing of it.
But I do, that's the thing. I think the both of you have done a damn good job. You've got talent, and I should know.
Bill was an investigator for some years, you see.
One-man outfit, tough going. But a team, on the other hand.
Are you suggesting we open a detective agency?
I am.
But we're not qualified.
The need for it's there. We've acquitted ourselves well.
I'd be around to help, if need be.
And you've got enough room here for an office, now the maid's left.
I don't know what to say. Mackie, Dervish, and Daunt.
Leave my name out of it. I'm officially retired. Here.
Just Dervish and Daunt, then.
Dervish and Daunt. Dervish and Daunt. No, sounds like the 6:15 from Paddington. Daunt and Dervish.
Daunt and Dervish.
Daunt and Dervish. Bottoms up.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That was episode 1 of Daunt and Dervish by Guy Meredith. Josephine Daunt was played by Anna Massey and Susan Dervish by Imelda Staunton. Bill Mackie was played by Bill Patterson, Elizabeth Vavasor by Kate Buffery, James Vavasor by Rupert Van Sittart, Charles by Ben Crowe, Daisy by Beth Chalmers, the customs official by Andrew Harrison, and the salesman by Stephen Critchlow. The director was Cherry Cookson.